try to get together about 30 minutes, call George about 30 minutes ahead of time each morning, say about 11 o'clock and yeah. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, give him anything you possibly drag out of any department to announce.
Right.
He's going to be under a great deal of pressure not having anything, and people are not going to know him as well as they know Pierre.
Right.
So we got to help him.
Very well, sir.
If I were you, I'd call that Dr. Bunny. Tell her that we've carefully considered the United States, and the president thinks that she's the best and available. Tell her how long the term is, how much it pays, and that Dr. Seaborg has recommended her. And try to really talk her into it. Tell her we'd like to announce her as soon as possible.
How about the first one on the list?
Dr. Reeves.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, I'll do that. I think that's unlikely, but the one
Thank
you mentioned.
Bunny.
Yeah, but I'll try it. I'll sure try it.
Well,
you
think Reese is the next best?
Well, Glenn seems to think so. He's quite impressed.
Well, try Bunny first. If you can't, then try Reese. And if you can't, try President Bryn Mawr.
Yeah.
You can't try.
That's not bad. That's no good.
Try those three, though, and try to get them up as soon as you can.
I shall. I'll do it today.
Now, you've got any other suggestions for me? Maybe you can slip in sometime today or tomorrow, and we can get some more ambassadors for George. Now, can't you get the Philippines cleared for Bill Blair, because they say he's coming home to run the campaign?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. How about that other one, his replacement? Are we going to announce that today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. But frankly, we just didn't do it because we told the other guy that he was going to stay out for another 3 months, and Blair will have to come back for a little. But we go ahead. We'll go ahead and ask for the agreement. That'll mean that
I would make him rush it and get it cleared so we can announce him.
Yes, sir.
I didn't think we made any agreement on the time. The other guy, I thought we just told him to stay on for a while.
I think it was 3 months. Well, I'll check that. In any event, we'll ask him to resign and get it squared away and get it.
Right.
I had a long talk with Adelaide this morning, and I do want to talk to you about that situation.
All right.
Because,
what does he want to do now? He backed up from what he want to do later?
No. He told me that you wanted to, he told me the changes that you had in mind, and I have some comments to make on them for what they're worth. But I think you've got to look at that goddamn place. He's got a bunch of old, broken-down people, men and women up there, and he's not, I think it's got to be your operation.
Well, Sid Reyes is a pretty good Johnson man.
Sid's fine. I have no string on Sid.
Then he wants this woman to take her place, because I hate to force him. I don't want to start a fight with him. I don't give a damn about his woman.
No. They're so worn out, you know.
Well, Marietta Trees, is it?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Well, that's the one he wants. And then, but we can take that Negro woman in Chicago, an appointment, if I can give it to her, and she can take that month one.
That's fine. That's a good one. See,
what's her name?
Edith
Sampson.
Edith Sampson. What you really need up there, though, Mr. President, I think is someone on the political level. And what I was going to suggest is to pull Yost out and maybe send him to Pakistan, unless you've made a decision on that.
I want to get a tough military man in Pakistan.
Okay. All right. But in any event,
as long as Adelaide's up there, he's going to announce some liberal Stevenson person, and we'll just be fighting with him if we try to do otherwise.
Well, yeah, you see, you could take the problem with not pulling a professional in there is that if Yo stays until he leaves, that's something else that he didn't tell you, and it relates a lot to what he's going to do. What he's going to do is to pull out after the General Assembly, which will be maybe next February.
Who is he?
This is Adelaide.
Yeah.
Now, that means that he's going to pull Plimpton out. Yost will, at that point, have to leave. You know, he'll have to be rotated. That means your top three people are bango going to go out.
Is Stevenson going to quit?
He is in February after the next General Assembly. He didn't tell you that yesterday.
No.
That's what he's got in his mind. So
what's he going to do?
I don't know, go back to his law firm. That's what he told me this morning. But so that means, you know, how you reorganize that thing, the decisions you make now on who moves up is damned important.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about
that. All right, sir.
Fine.